Hi, welcome to this podcast. This is Living with BPD and my name is Chelsea Norton. I hope everyone's okay. I'm sorry I haven't done one in a while, and one that is a podcast. I haven't been motivated to do much. It's bad. I should not do this whole 7 day thing because it's getting people's hopes up, I think. Well, it depends if people like this podcast. I like this podcast. Sorry about the rustling sounds. It's my horrible mic. I'm hoping Anchor works well on the computer because I got a brilliant microphone to use for this podcast. If not, we'll have to move. Anyway, I've got some questions surrounding my head, and today we're going to be talking about relationships. What the best sort of relationship is. What makes you and me happy. Now, I don't know what makes you happy, because I can't read your mind. But if you'd like to comment on this podcast, please do. If you'd like to ask me some questions, or if you'd like to tell me a similar story about your relationships. And please let me know. Now, I've been asking myself a lot of questions regarding relationships recently. Not that I'm in one, because I'm not. But I've just been thinking about a lot. About past relationships. And hopefully future relationships too. So, I've been in two different relationships in my time. I've been in a very, very unstable one where there was a lot of arguments and a lot of shouting, but we always spent time together. I've also been in a relationship that's the opposite. We were very stable, but we hardly spent any time together. Now, I'm asking myself, which one's better? Because it's nice that you're having no arguments in a relationship, or at least they're rare. Because you can't go a whole relationship with no arguments. Couples argue, it's just a fact of life. Some couples argue more or less than others. Now, you're probably thinking, hang on, this has nothing to do with borderline personality disorder. Actually, it does. Because, as you may or may not know, people with BPD tend to enter in the more unstable characteristics of a relationship. Especially me. I always get myself into unstable relationships. I hope someday I'll find a man that will make me happy, keep me secure, and know how to handle my episodes. But as well as that, I want a man who will keep their walls down for me and let me in to everything. Because what's a relationship if you can't be honest? If you can't tell your loved one or your partner your feelings? Don't mind Limp Bizkit in the background. I don't know, you know. That makes no sense. Oh, my phone's dying. I hope I've managed to get this done before my phone dies. But if I don't, I'll just plug my headphones out and my charger in. So, what is the best situation? Is there a best between the two, or are they both as bad? Should you be in a stable relationship where you can't spend time with your partner? Or hardly spend time with your partner? Whether it's you or because of something to do with you or whether it's because of something to do with him or her. Or whether it's both of you. Should you really be in that environment? I want a man who wants to spend time with me. Who enjoys spending time with me. I want a man who will let his walls down and tell me everything that's going wrong and right in his life. I want a man who envelops me into his world and his life. My last relationship, I didn't get that at all. It was very stable. No arguments at all. But we never spent any time together. At all. Either one or the other of us would need space. Now, I'd need space because my mood was horrible. It is the most horrible thing to be a part of. And I did. Sorry about that. I didn't want to drag him down. And it was sort of similar with him. He had a lot of issues of his own that he needed to deal with. And so he needed space from time to time. When I first got into this relationship that I'm talking about, I was worried about whether us needing space would clash. Whether it would all clash. Because I was thinking, what if when I want to spend time with him, he needs space, and when he wants to spend time with me, I'd need space, and that ended up happening. That ended up happening. And that is the most heartbreaking thing, because I felt like he didn't trust me. And he probably felt the same about me. But he knew about my BPD and my episodes, and he's borne the brunt of him a few times. But in this relationship I'm talking about, he always let me in. And I felt like I was just shut out into the cold. Outside, alone. My mind was clawing at ways not to lose him. Now, I'll be completely honest with you. I'll be straight. Part of me wanted to play games. Anything to get myself. Anything so I didn't lose him. Show him what he's missing, Chelsea. Show him. And it broke my heart that I was thinking like that when I shouldn't be. Because I should have communicated with him, but I couldn't. I couldn't communicate with him because he wasn't communicating with me. Now, no one deserves to be in a relationship like that. Whatever the reason, if your relationship's like that, no matter how much you love someone, you need to get out. You need to get out because it will tear, whether you have BPD, whether you don't. If you don't get out of that sort of relationship, it will tear you apart. You'll be left feeling like you're left outside in the cold. We ended up breaking up. I can't remember how that happened, actually. I think my mind's just blocked it out, you know? Sorry, I don't mean to cry. I'm almost in tears here just thinking about it. I remember how much it broke my heart. Whether you have BPD or not, abandonment is not good. But when you have BPD, it's more than just not good. It's the most painful feeling because you can't just get over it and move on. And even now, it hurts. And that was part, I know it, like, I'm not blaming him for it. I'm blaming both of us. I blame both of us for all of it. But somewhere along the lines, we stopped letting each other in. Somewhere along the lines, our walls were up. And they shouldn't have been. Not if we're planning to be in a... Not if we were in a relationship. And for some reason... These, I like, it's now, like, what, 5:46 in the morning? And I'm still up because these thoughts have been plaguing me. And I don't know why. So, I'm going to ask a question. And I hope you can answer it. What would you rather... Would you rather be in an unstable relationship where you're spending the right amount of time with each other? Or would you rather be in a very, very stable relationship where you're not spending hardly any time at all? That's a question I can't answer. I've tried. It's a question I've asked myself. I felt taken for granted. If you're on my Twitter handle is @livingwith_BPD. If you would like to follow it. But if you already are following my Twitter and you've checked it and yeah, then you'll see that that's my most recent tweet. Because thinking about it, I felt taken for granted. And my emotions mirrored how I felt then and put it, made it so it I felt it now. I'm loving this metal, although I hope Anchor don't cut me off for this background music. I know YouTube does, but if my most recent instrumental bed, as it were, the background music I had on my last podcast, I think. It wasn't good. It was very loud and overpowering and in your face. Now, I know you can choose different kinds of music on Anchor, which is cool, actually. You can't, as far as I know, you can't change the volume of it, which is sad. But if it's all silent and I pause, then that just leaves... You know, you never know when the podcast is, you know, whether it's ended or not. So I've decided to go with a bit of both. A bit of background music of my own. You know, I never really know what I have planned for this podcast until it happens. So it's all, like, completely unplanned, unprepared. I don't want to make it too scripted, but I probably should make plans for this podcast. Like, actual plans for each episode. I'm planning on, and I hope Anchor can do this, because otherwise it's a waste. I'm planning on making an intro for this podcast. I hope I can do it. Well, I'm having some help with it. But I hope I can insert my own intro somewhere on the website, if there is a website, I don't know. But I need to check all this stuff out, because I sounded very Canadian then. Oh. Because if I can't, I need to switch to a new platform. Which is sad, really sad. But they if I do switch, don't worry. It'll all be shared on my Twitter account. All of it. So you won't have to miss a thing. I've not been getting much feedback on this podcast, but for everyone who has given me some sort of feedback or other, thank you. It really, really means a lot. For everyone who's retweeted, liked, commented, mentioned it in any way, shape or form, thank you. Because every bit of... like every mention, every retweet, every bit of feedback helps. And so I am very, very grateful for what I do have. This is all coming from my head right now. This is not scripted. This is not anything like that. So that's why I'm not doing it. Because if I did it scripted, we wouldn't have these 5 a.m. podcasts. Well, no, 6 a.m. podcasts. But we wouldn't have them. And my thoughts just take me somewhere when I put it down in a podcast. Right, what's my phone on? It's on 12%. And that's why I like it unplanned. Because I just speak my mind. So as you know, this podcast is not only about BPD, although that is the very important issue. It's also about my life in general. So that's what I'm going to talk about next. Now, I can't remember much about my week. All I can remember, though, is Max. I can remember a lot of Max. He's now passed on, and I miss him very much, and I've been struggling. My last podcast was dedicated to Max, and I feel like it was such a mess. Not because it was dedicated to Max, but I just didn't do it right. But that happens. You make mistakes, so you learn from them, and that's what I'm doing. I saw my nan yesterday. She feels like she has to clean my home. This is a tune, by the way. I keep saying I'm a lot. What else happened in my week, I wonder? See, I have because of erratic thoughts and so forth, I have a lot of trouble remembering things. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of things on my mind. What is on my mind currently? Maybe we'll start with that. My dog Misty is on my mind. She would not settle tonight. I put her to bed. Because she was tired, and then she kept getting up, and I kept having to put her back. there are reasons why I put my dog to bed before me. It's just easier for me. It's easier. And she wouldn't settle at all. I heard from an old friend yesterday, actually. And that was really nice to hear from him. And it was really, 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 like, it made me feel nice. Because I've made a lot of new friends. And apparently I got some old ones back too. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel like people want me around. And Misty wants me around, definitely. I feel wanted. I know my online family miss me. I've been meaning to meet up with them and I miss them. And so that makes me feel wanted too. I don't know why they haven't given up on me already, but they haven't. Was there anything else to say? So the only problem with this podcast being unplanned is I have to sift my thoughts together while I'm recording, and that's annoying. Okay, that to be fair, that's what segments are for. So you can stop and direct your thoughts and then start. Oh, Linkin Park. I love Linkin Park. R.I.P. Chester. That's, yeah. I know that feeling. there is something. So, this is going to sound really spoiled. But do you remember what I was talking to you last week about, like, expectations and stuff? Expectations and looking spoiled. Well, I'm supposed to be going to a concert in June. And my headphones, I had binaural headphones that you probably know about. I don't know if you know about it. And they broke. And it's a simple thing, they broke. Oh, you just move on or whatever. Well, some people don't. I didn't. I panicked. Now, my friend, he goes, well, I've got some spare ones, I'll send them to you. And at first I was like, no, because I didn't want him to send me his spare headphones. I felt really bad, but he just would not take no for an answer. And I was very grateful and very thankful because I couldn't afford another pair and I really wanted to go and see Bon Jovi. So anyway, today, he goes to me, he says, I could send them if you really want, but I want to keep them. And I hid this from him, although he's probably going to know now, but oh well. I hid this from him, because I didn't want to act like a spoiled brat. But I because he was so adamant about giving me these headphones, I got my hopes up, and I expected them to come in the post on Tuesday, and he's saying no. Now that changes things. It's given me a direct change that I don't know what to do with. I can only deal with change if I know it's coming. Even if it's tiny, even if it's teeny tiny. like that. Because I wasn't thinking, he'll send me these, he won't send me these headphones. Oh, well, I'll get some from somewhere else or whatever. I was thinking far off into the future. But what if I can't afford any more? What about Bon Jovi? What about... Why? He said he would. Why would he go back? I think that was it as well. The fact that he went back after... And I was angry at the change, and because he made the change, I was angry at him. But I didn't show it, which I'm actually proud of myself for. I don't think I showed it. He said, I will send them if you really want. And I said, no, that's fine. And he said, okay. And I said, last time I said that, you wouldn't take no for an answer. You was adamant you wanted to send them, and now you're just like, okay. Like, okay. See, if I remember rightly, this person, this friend, he made me a promise that I didn't want him to make in the first place. He promised me he'd do that, and I'm not saying I've never broke a promise before, because I have. And I've regretted it, and I felt so guilty. But I'm the type of person where someone makes me a promise. Promises are set in stone for me. It's something my nan made me believe. Don't promise anything, Chels, unless you're 100% sure. And my nan made me believe in that. And so when other people break their promise, it really hurts. So I'm thinking, so not only has this person changed things and swept the rug from underneath me, he's broke a promise. No, I don't know whether I'm being a spoiled bitch. Or whether... I'm very irrational. Or what? I think I'm being... Like, I didn't want to act spoiled, but I don't know. This podcast was meant to be honest, right? And now I'm feeling bad that I haven't told him this before this podcast comes out. But I don't even know if he listens. He doesn't even follow this page. And he's meant to be a friend. Actually, yeah. So that makes me really sad. And I'm feeling really guilty. And okay, I probably should have told him how I felt before now saying this in a podcast. And I feel guilty and I feel so ashamed. But at the same time, I want to put this podcast out because I don't want to re-record anything and forget anything and go into a panic. But, 5 a.m. angst. But I'm going to now look on a lighter note because this is a very sad, dark, angry, grrr note. I'm going to look on a happier note. The happier note is, I haven't had any episodes for ages. At all. No, for ages, I haven't had any episodes. And there's times where I think I'm going to have one. And then I ground myself and I try and think of what's around me. And I haven't had any. And I'm so, so happy that I haven't had any. I'm not saying, I think there's going to be times where I will. But that's always on my mind. But for now, I haven't, and I'm doing well, I'm doing good with, like, my routines and like being motivated to do things. So yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna end this podcast here now that we're ended up, now that it's a lighter note. But just to let you all know once again, my Twitter handle is @livingwith_BPD if you would like to follow. If you do, thank you very much for the follows. And I will follow you back as soon as I can. I enjoyed talking to you all about my week and how I've been feeling and my thoughts. There's a lot of thoughts there, isn't there? If anyone would like to ask me any questions that I will answer on this podcast, or tell me your experience with BPD, or your experiences with a loved one who has BPD, then let me know. My direct messages are always open, and I will get back to you and we can sort something out. I'm always here to help. I always try to be. So thank you very, very, very much for listening. And I appreciate your support and feedback. Thank you.